If you can remember from last week's readings, those were readings that were about vocation, calling. Vocare to call, vocatus to be called. If you can remember, the first reading was from the book of the prophet Samuel. And God calls Samuel to his vocation as a prophet. And in the gospel, according to John, it is Jesus who calls the first disciples to follow him. Come and see. The readings that we have today take us to another level. And these are about the call to conversion, metanoia, to change. Our first reading is about, Jonah. Jonah has been sent, to Nineveh, a city in Assyria. And they are pagans. They are not, being, consistent in their way of life. They are sinful in God's eyes. And God sends Jonah to them. But way before that ever happened, God called Jonah and, called Jonah to prophecy and gave him that assignment. But Jonah resisted that call, decides to get into a boat, and goes in the opposite direction that has a tumultuous result. Jonah has his own conversion and does as the Lord calls him to do. Go and speak to these people in my name. And these people do respond, because it's from there that God withdraws his promise to end, that city. And today's gospel, it differs from the one that we had last week. It differs in this way. In the gospel that we had last week, John the Baptist is present. And John the Baptist points out, to Andrew and to, Simon, who eventually becomes Peter, behold the Lamb of God. There he is. And the invitation that Jesus gives there is, come and see. But in today's gospel, Jesus is there. John the Baptist has already been arrested. His ministry has been fulfilled. But Jesus begins his public ministry by presenting his preaching program. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. That is the call that you and I receive every day. And this is about having a change of heart. Metanoia. The change of heart that enables us to continuously to be in communion with God and to be in communion with our brother and sister. We all are practicing our religion. We practice the Catholic religion. The word religion has, it has its own meaning, being tied to. And this being tied to, being tied to God, to grow in our awareness of God, of how God lives and works in our lives. Thus, the call to conversion. The call to conversion itself calls us to look at our behaviors, to see how we act. There's a story, within the early church of a Roman soldier. And this Roman soldier, wants to, marry a woman. And this woman is one of the early followers of Christ. But she does not want to have anything to do with this soldier because she finds him to be dishonest, belligerent, and he, you know, abuses alcohol. But he is insistent, and he follows her to a secret meeting place. And at the secret meeting place, where there are other Christians, you know, who are there, St. Peter is speaking. And it is through St. Peter that this man has his conversion. And he's no longer dishonest, no longer belligerent, and no longer abuses alcohol. He has had a change of heart. Having a conversion means little more than saying, I forgive you, or I ask for your forgiveness, or please, you know, forgive me. It means changing one's behavior. How does this speak to us in the 21st century? As I said earlier, religion is what ties us to our awareness to God. Fortunately, religion can be used in very negative ways. Whenever religion is used to dominate, control, to divide, or to be used as a political platform, that is when religion loses its meaning. Because as I said, religion is about being tied to the awareness of God in our lives. Yes, in this century that we're in, there are some very serious sins. Abortion, use of the death penalty, discrimination, racism, sexism. We participate in that. And that is where we are to have God's awareness in our lives and how we are to act. In our own personal lives, we are always called. But we are also called to be stewards of the earth, which is the home that God has created us. And on this home on earth, we have brothers and sisters who we are to care for, not to do harm to. This is why we are called to have a change of heart, to be able to be the face of God to others. In our personal lives, when we sin, we do go to confession. We do make repentance. But in these other issues, we should always be turning, you know, to the Lord by simply saying the prayer, Lord, teach me your ways. Teach me how to be good, how to be loving, how to accept the differences of other people. Help me not to mimic or mock people of color. Help me to understand the dignity of life. This is where the conversion of heart takes place. It is not easy. It is a journey. Once again, this is where we say, Lord, show me your ways.